yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise. So being organized and having that systematized is definitely a plus. What are some of the business lessons that you've learned throughout your time at JotForm?
Yeah, I cannot say that what I'm going to say only belongs to JotForm, but overall, since my entire career, I would say. It actually goes to the same point. Telling the truth to your customers is the biggest lesson that I learned. Even if you have something lacking, I don't know, maybe you just did something wrong or just something good. You need to be honest with your customers, the people who are paying you money. And this helps you establish a sort of, let's say, communication with them, a relationship with them, so that like you're able to understand them, what they need, they being more open to you. And as a result, if you're unable to return what they ask for, there is still some room to cover that because you're honest with them. So this is the biggest thing that I learned in the last 15 years, I can say.
Got it. What about a life lesson? Something you've learned about life over the course of your career?
Yeah, family comes first. That's what I can say. Always. That's a business podcast. We are all business people. There was this saying that I heard years ago. I don't even remember who told me this, but it never left me. Like, it goes something like this. The job doesn't make the man. So meaning that like the off hours that you have, wherever you work, your own company, if you're being an employee, summer, your startup, if you understand that you're working for those occasions, you actually become a more productive person in the work because family comes for family, friends, etc.
Got it. One thing that I wanted to ask you, a lot of times with platforms, especially that are the size that you guys are, they have a tendency to grow in different directions. But it seems like you guys have really done a good job of focusing on your core competency in your growing. Is that intentional, or are you guys constantly thinking of ways to expand and grow the business, but still staying true to your core competency?
So in years time, we've seen that like every use case we have, I mean, because we're a JotForm, it makes sense. We're a form builder company. I mean, we even have an e-sign solution. We have a workflow process management solution, etc. But we've seen that whatever you use, if we had a different workflow solution, a business process management solution like SAP, let's say, a different CRM solution or an e-sign company, form is the common denominator of all these products because you need to collect some data. This is actually what we have been talking internally, but it's actually what we've seen coming from customers as well. For example, we have JotForm Sign, an e-sign solution. We have JotForm Tables, like a Google Sheet solution, like a spreadsheet, actually. So actually, when you think about it, like you need to put data to a spreadsheet, right? So forms could be used there, or like for e-sign, you need to collect some data so that they could fill or they come up with the agreement. So form is actually a common denominator of all communications. That's all businesses. That's why it all evolved around this. So it was kind of organic and intended in the same time.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.